You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Newly released data from Stats NZ, taken between 2019 and 2024, has revealed a growing crisis. Almost half of New Zealand's monitored groundwater sites have shown contamination levels that exceed national health standards. The findings raise several concerns about the safety of New Zealand's drinking water, particularly in rural communities. The data shows particularly high levels of both E. coli and nitrate. Both have been linked to serious health risks, with nitrate contamination being linked to certain cancers and preterm births. This comes just weeks after the government's proposed changes that would further roll back freshwater protections. To talk about the latest Stats NZ report, I spoke to Will Appleby, a freshwater campaigner at Greenpeace Aotearoa, to discuss what these figures mean and why he believes the government is putting public health at risk.
Can you talk about what the new groundwater data shows and why is it so alarming?
Yeah, so during that period, 45% of sites, monitoring sites, exceeded the health limits for E. coli and 12.4% exceeded those limits for nitrate. And that's a contaminant that's been linked to cancer and preterm births. And these are alarming figures. And in fact, the data for nitrate shows that almost half of those monitoring sites are likely or very likely increasing. So this is a growing crisis, a growing drinking water crisis. And instead of safeguarding public health, Christopher Luxon and his government are changing the rules to weaken freshwater protections. And this will benefit big dairy as a result.
Could you go into who is being affected by this at the moment?
Yeah, so in terms of nitrate, it's typically rural communities that are most impacted. 80% of the country has access to drinking water below 1 milligram per litre, which is considered safe. But it should be, the principle should be that it shouldn't matter where you live in Aotearoa, everyone should have access to safe drinking water. But that isn't the reality for many people. Typically those in rural communities.
And I know you already went into it a little bit, but could you just summarise the risks of E. coli and nitrate pollution?
Sure. So, I mean, E. coli can result in hospitalisation in some cases. Nitrate has a number of health risks. The main one that most people are aware of is blue baby syndrome. This is a condition where the baby's blood is starved of oxygen. And it's because of blue baby syndrome that the health limit for nitrate is set at 11.3 milligrams per litre. But that was set in the 1950s, and it doesn't take into account the newer health science around nitrate contamination in drinking water, which shows that there are risks of cancer and preterm birth at much lower levels. In fact, at long-term exposure to nitrate in drinking water above 1 milligram per litre could increase the risk of bowel cancer by 4%. But the current health limits don't take into account these other health risks.
Like you said, the current maximum allowable value for nitrate was set in the 1950s. Would you say that those standards need to be updated, and if so, how?
Absolutely. We should be taking a precautionary approach, which we currently aren't. There is a risk of colorectal cancer at levels above 1 milligram per litre. The New Zealand College of Midwives actually recommends to pregnant people that if their water is above 5 milligrams per litre, they should consider finding another source of water because there could be a risk of preterm birth. And these are levels much lower than the current maximum allowable value, which is 11.3. So they should be updated, and it's frustrating that they haven't been.
Greenpeace Aotearoa has described the government as prioritising industry over public health. Could you explain this?
Yeah, so the government is currently consulting on a range of proposals that would roll back a number of freshwater protections. They've already rolled back some of them last year. The current proposals that they've put forward include scrapping
the cap on synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, which is currently set at 190 kilograms per hectare. This rule exists to prevent further nitrate contamination and to protect people's health. But Luxon and his government, they want to get rid of it. They've also proposed giving more of a prioritisation to corporate uses of water, like intensive dairy, and that will come at the expense of safe drinking water and healthy rivers. Though that should be the priority, healthy rivers and ecosystems and safe drinking water. But what they're currently proposing is to give more of a prioritisation to those corporate uses of water. And this will just put more power in the hands of intensive dairy, which is causing much of this pollution.
And my final question would be, what solutions does Greenpeace Aotearoa want to see implemented to ensure clean drinking water for all in New Zealand?
Yeah, so there's the government needs to stop meddling with freshwater protections, and it needs to get its hands off freshwater protections, because clearly this data shows that we have a growing crisis when it comes to safe drinking water. But we need to go further as well. Everybody, no matter where they should live in New Zealand, should have access to safe drinking water and should be able to swim in their local rivers without getting sick. And that's currently not the case for many communities. The science is clear and the stakes are high, and it's time that Luxon and his Canada colleagues decided to govern for people rather than intensive dairy, because we've seen already the influence that the agriculture sector has over this government. We've seen that last year in the rollback of freshwater protections, and we're seeing that now with these current proposals. So it's time that Luxon governed for people and protected their health.
And that was Will Appleby speaking about the growing concerns over groundwater contamination.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.